Good morning, John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's up, Johnny?
Doing well, and you?
Oh, never better, man. Living the dream.
There you go.
Now, you got a question to ask me?
Yeah, I got a question to ask you, Greg.
Okay.
I'm just curious about the promotion of Shane Bowen to defensive coordinator, just because, you know, the defense was not very good last year. No. This guy was basically the guy calling the plays, and now you promoted a guy who was who oversaw one of the worst defenses in the NFL last year.
Yeah, a lot of commentary in that question, but I'll answer it. Thank you. Shane Bowen will be the defense coordinator. Tom Downing will be the offensive coordinator. Craig Aukerman will be the special teams coordinator. He'll be assisted on special teams by Matt Edwards. Also, if you don't know, this is a little, I'm sure you've got a follow-up, right? And my answer to that is, I don't know if you know what coordinators' jobs are to coordinate the coaching staff each week. I just didn't know if you knew those things.
Oh, well, thank you. Right, thank you for enlightening me. Yeah,
and I can run down the entire coaching roster
for you if you
want me to.
Well, yeah. And, John, a very enlightening press conference by a very educational and enlightening press conference by Emperor Vrabel the other day, no?
He made everything clear. It had been so long since we'd heard from him, and we knew that, you know, everything would be sorted out, everything put in its proper order, and he just delivered. And, you know, I tell you what's interesting, you know, from a writing standpoint, I had been kind of looking for, you know, like I said, we hadn't heard from Mike Vrabel in a couple months, and I was looking forward to the presser, of course, because, you know, you figure you're going to get two or three stories, you know, in the next few days out of a presser or a guy who hadn't talked in a while. I didn't write anything. I didn't come across anything that was good enough in that presser to really write much off of it. You know, the most talked about incident in that presser was just what you described, his kind of non-answers about, you know, Shane Bowen's promotion and if anything had changed besides the title and so forth. But, you know, in terms of giving us any new information or insight, didn't get too much from Braves the other day.
I was surprised by the indignation. That's what the word I used. Okay, well, you weren't. But he had to know.
Because that's just that. That's just how he is. It's like, how dare you ask me? How dare you question what I do?
But John just said it. He hasn't been available to be asked about the offensive or defensive coordinator changes, much less.
Right.
And didn't even get the Downing.
Those are two big off-season stories, right?
I don't know why go there. You know, and later on, he did loosen up and give some stuff. And I think Gentry and maybe Stillman ask a questions later. I know Joe Rexroad tried to follow up to yours, and that didn't do any good. But I just, you know, why even go there? Just answer it. Hey, if he's your defensive coordinator, say something. Why? Why do you like him? Why is he good? I mean, blah, blah, blah. But instead, I've said it on the radio, you become Richard all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden, but you act like a Richard.
Right, and I think you know, I think you kind of undercut, you know, your what you're saying about Shane Bowen too. You know, I mean, we're all familiar with the phrase "damning with faint praise." You know, and I think that's the way in some respects it looks to me like, you know, okay, you've made that decision to give Shane Bowen the official title. Well, you know, tell the fans. It's not just the media, obviously, that are interested in this. It's the fans. You know, so give them a little bit of information. Say, hey, this is what I liked about Shane. You know, despite the fact the defense struggled, I saw him do this well. I saw him do that well. I saw him improve in this way. You know, give us a little enlightenment there. You know, I don't think it's too much to ask. And when you don't, you know, it makes you look secretive. It makes you look, you know, as if you've got nothing good to say about the man as well. And that just puts him further under the gun than he would have been already, in my opinion.
John Glennon is our guest, Broadway Sports Media. And, you know, listening to Buck from Down the Dial the other day, he said, well, we all missed it when Vrabel said that I may not be done adding to my coaching staff. And I guess he has a point there, but what does that have to do with Shane Bowen? Like I said, I'm not even a Titans fan. I cover the team. But my number one question this offseason, why was Shane Bowen promoted to defensive coordinator?
And he would give him a lot of play. But I tweeted at Buck, said, now every little phrasing, every little breath, every little pause, it's like, you know, he's going to decipher it for us, like, you know, listening to the like listening to the Beatles backward.
Right. And nothing,
you know,
and
come
nothing,
on, man.
Nothing against Buck. We like him. We respect him. But, I mean, and I guess we did. And, you know, Jim Schwartz comes in. And I'm sure we'll ask you about that in a minute. But to me, that had nothing to do with Shane Bowen.
I would say yes and no. I think, you know, maybe in retrospect, maybe now I see a little bit more of maybe why Mike Vrabel wasn't, doing a lot of clearing things up in terms of the Shane Bowen situation. But at the same time, you know, from what we can understand, Jim Schwartz has been with the Titans now for a bit of time. It's not as if he started on the day that they made the announcement. And if he already had been working with them, why not share that little tidbit, as well? Because that opens up a whole new can of questions in terms of, who's running the ship defensively. Why do you leave those questions unanswered instead of just, these are not especially difficult questions. I don't feel like that he was so mysterious trying to answer. You know, just answer it and move on. Why create a stir by not answering it, instead of just delivering a bit of information?
Because he's in charge, John. Just let you know that.
Yeah, well, that's always, it's very much a look. Trust me, I'm going to get this done. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't even bother, asking these questions. I'm going to get it done. You know, you silly warriors. Don't you fret. I've got everything under control. And you know, we'll give Mike Vrabel his due.
Sure.
You know, certainly his years here have been good ones, for the most part, and he's much better than what we had seen before. But at the same time, you know, the NFL is a league that is created for fans. Fans want to know about what's going on with their teams, and you can't just kind of shut the door on important issues like that and say, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We'll get back to you.
Yeah. What will Jim Schwartz be doing? I don't guess we know. I mean, like you said, he's already been there for a while, yet the announcement
Senior
didn't come out.
Senior defensive assistant. Mean any number of things, right?
Yeah. Did he just hire the next defensive coordinator?
Yeah, that's the key question, because I think, as anybody who's been around the Titans for a while and goes back to the Jim Schwartz era, nobody sees him as the kind of guy that's going to sit back with his feet up on the desk and say, hey, drop by whenever you have a question. We'll shoot the breeze. I don't foresee that happening. He is the kind of guy that's a take charge guy. And even, if he's hired in a role that's more of a consultant, you still wonder what's going to happen the first time, Jim Schwartz says, hey, I think we ought to try this. This is my consulting role. Let's give this a shot. And Shane Bowen says, yeah, I don't like that. I don't think that's a great idea. Or vice versa. Shane Bowen says, we're going to try this. Jim Schwartz says, it's not such a good idea, in my opinion. Where does that go? Is Shane Bowen still the guy who says, okay, when push comes to shove, I'm the defensive coordinator and I get to do what I want? Or does Jim Schwartz say, look, I've got a little bit more experience in this gig than you have, and I think we ought to do what I want. I think, again, those roles are still a little bit unclear. I think, maybe the best thing about bringing in Jim Schwartz, when you look at what he's done in Philadelphia over the last 5 years, is two of the things that his defenses did best during that stretch were get after the quarterback, record quarterback sacks, and get off the field on third downs.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, those were pretty significant issues for the Titans last year. If Jim Schwartz can aid particularly in those fields, you know, I think that's a big step in the right direction for a Titans defense.
Well, and lost in all of that was really Todd Downing, right? If you're looking at you know, the changes, it's probably less of a change on the defensive side, certainly than the offensive side with, you know, taking over that role.
Well, yeah, certainly. I think, you know, the reason why there's not been as much made of that is because Todd Downing has been in this system, you know, previously. He's got experience, you know, at least 1 year as an offensive coordinator in the past. Did not go particularly well in Oakland. You know, the numbers certainly weren't great, but at least he's got a little bit more experience. And again, I think, you know, generally the thought process is as well, if Todd Downing can just keep it in line with what, you know, Arthur Smith did, with what Matt LaFleur did, you know, he's got the pieces there that should leave this offense in pretty good condition. But yeah, you know, it's certainly, there's no guarantee that just because you're in the same system, you're going to be as good an offensive coordinator. So there'll certainly be, you know, some questions raised there, but I still think the focus has to be on defense right now, simply because of what happened last year, and because that, you know, for the most part last year, that was certainly this team's Achilles heel.
John Glennon is our guest, Broadway Sports Media. John, you ever have a better birthday than Arvey did last night?
Holy cow. That was a good one. You know,
John, I'm sorry. His answer would be, yeah, I scored on my birthday, but no, go ahead.
But never three times.
Three times. Yeah. And the third one, a penalty shot. Wow.
That's right. But, it was really interesting to see because, you know, of all the guys, you know, we watched the Predators at times struggle this year and struggle offensively, especially. And Arvidsson has kind of been the poster boy for that. You know, is you look at his career shooting percentage, it's about 11 or 12%. Well, he went into last night at about 4% shooting percentage. He just could not buy a goal and you know, bad bounces and posts and crossbars and great saves. I think if you go back to when he'd scored his previous three goals before last night, it had taken him 31 games to do that. So for him to break out on the birthday and, you know, for his coming right back from injury, that was his first game back from a short injury stint, you know, that's huge for the Predators. If they can start getting some more reliable help from him and some of the other big names, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this team that all of a sudden out of nowhere is playing very well.
Yeah, they're sitting firmly in that four spot now in the Central, and just the way they're playing right now, I don't see them giving that up, do you?
I don't. You know, I think only 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, you know, this team was 10 points out of fourth place, you know, and we were all wondering, rightly, just how big a fire sale we were going to see. You know, we were wondering, is it only Ekholm? You know, is it Arvidsson? Is it Forsberg? You know, the huge rebuild that's going to be needed. And all of a sudden, they go 9-1 here, and it certainly doesn't look like they're going to be having a fire sale before Monday. You know, at the same time, I don't think they're to the point now where they can bring a player in necessarily, because I don't think they're one or two players away from contending for the cup. But, you know, in terms of the trading deadline in general right now, you know, I don't think you can give or not give away players, but I don't think you can trade away a lot of the key players. Just because, you know, what is that saying to your fan base? What is that saying to your to the other players on the team? Hey, we're the hottest team in hockey, but the future doesn't look bright. So we're sending some of our top players elsewhere, and don't worry about the playoffs. Sorry to get you excited.
Soros, man, since he's come back from the injury, man, you can't ask for much more.
No, you really can't. And again, you know, we talked about it, Arvidsson being a guy who struggled for so long. Soros certainly did not start out the year very well, you know, and it was to the point where Pekarinen, as elderly a statesman as he is, had pretty much taken over as the starter. You know, great for Pekka, but not particularly good for the future of the Predators' goaltending situation. And then, you know, whatever it was, you know, the click switched or the switch clicked.
We knew what you meant.
And
it's a UVA education.
That click and switch.
Always comes in handy. But you know, you look at the last, I think, 10 games since he has come back from the injury, 12 goals in 10 games. And, you know, there's a website, Natural Stat Trick, and one of the stats they use is for goalies is goals saved above the average, which basically means that the average goaltender would have allowed this many goals, you know, compared to, you know, the goaltender that you're looking at. Well, UC Saros, going into last night's game, had, during that recent stretch, saved about 15 more goals than the average goaltender, you know, during that stretch. And the second place goaltender there was below 7. That gives you an idea of just how well UC Saros is playing, how far above he is really any other goaltender out there. And you know, much as we can say about guys who are chipping in offensively, Saros is the biggest reason that this Preds team is red hot right now.
Should Hines get Jack Adams consideration, you think?
Probably a little late, I would think, for him to get that. I think most of the guys who generally get consideration, you know, have their team going, you know, in the early portion of the season and start to really build up some momentum, whereas John Hines is coming on kind of late. And honestly, you know, I think a lot of the forecasts, you know, if you go back, probably had the Predators sort of on the bubble as a playoff team. And, you know, so I think they were a little bit, you know, playing not up to par earlier in the season. I think they're above par now. But, you know, so I think he's done a good job, and I think he has certainly carved an identity for this team. Don't know if he's going to be among the elite at this point.
Fair enough.
John, just so you have them, I'm going to copy and paste the entire Titans coaching staff. That way you'll already have the answer.
Yeah, we'll add Predators, Vandy, UT, Nashville SC.
You'll have those staffs available to you.
If you could add their responsibilities.
Okay, good.
Duly noted. We're on it. We'll take care of it.
John Glennon, Broadway Sports. Just follow him at Glennon Sports. John, as always. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you, Johnny.